Who invented rock and roll? If you type it into Google, you'll find one name. That person is Sister Rosetta Tharpe, and she was singing and playing guitar on the gospel circuit in the middle and late 1930s, finally breaking out in 1938 with a series of recordings that included Rock Me, which revolutionized popular music. In 1946, with her career in a post-war decline, she discovered a young performer named Marie Knight at a Mahalia Jackson concert and took her under her wing, and the two became a new sensation. That meeting forms the core of Marie and Rosetta, a play by George Brandt at TheaterWorks' Lucy Stern Theater in Palo Alto through March 31st. Robert Kelly, artistic director of TheaterWorks and director of this production.
Rosetta Tharpe is a legend of rock and roll, gospel rock and roll. It was a tremendous influence on just everybody, Presley and Ray Charles and you name it, all some of the big figures of early rock and roll were completely influenced by her, and she played guitar. She was a fantastic guitar player.
Marie and Rosetta is set in a funeral home, which is also their rehearsal hall, which is also their sleeping accommodations. Rosetta has invited Marie to see if she'll qualify as a co-star, someone to boost Rosetta's career back into the stratosphere. At first, Marie is shy, hesitant, unsure how to move her hips in time with the music. But Sister Rosetta convinces her to try, and from there, the singing takes off. Michelle E. Jordan is a revelation as Sister Rosetta, taking command of the stage and never letting go. You never can take your eyes off her. Except when Marissa Rudd as Marie Knight is singing, or when the two are singing together. They're a marvel. But Marie and Rosetta isn't much of a play, and the dry spells make you long for another song. Marie's transition from shy prude to vibrant rock performer happens without explanation. While there's some talk of what it meant to be a black performer in the South in the 30s and 40s, the script never provides much context. And the discrepancy between gospel and rock is mentioned, but again, never really discussed. Finally, we never learn or understand why Sister Rosetta is mostly forgotten today. Just that she is. Yet when the music comes up, the theater rocks, and Michelle E. Jordan keeps things moving, even when the script hits its dead zones. And because of that, and because of Rosetta's own song catalog, Marie and Rosetta does work as a piece of theater. The sad thing is it could have been so much more. Marie and Rosetta by George Brent, directed by Robert Kelly, plays at TheaterWorks Silicon Valley's Lucy Stern Theater in Palo Alto through March 31st. For more information, you can go to theaterworks.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.